Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. It is toasty, to be sure. It is 91 degrees, and we've got the possibility, shocking, of rain and thunderstorms and all of that good stuff. That being said, as you know, we had some pretty bad flooding the other day, especially down there in Petersburg and environs. Chesterfield, man, Chesterfield got a walloping, didn't they? Or didn't you? I mean, if you're there, then it's you. So it's another reason. Look, you got all the reasons you need, in my humble opinion, to be tuning in the morning to Richmond's Morning News. Rich Herrera doing a great job over there as the host. But if you need an extra one, then take a look at the weather. Because it's just been hellacious the last couple of days. So another reason to be tuning in first thing tomorrow morning. Again, starts at 6 a.m. Now, tomorrow's show will not be as good as the show today's, as the show yesterday for Rich. I mean, mine will be better. But no, for him, it won't be as good. Why? Because I was on his show Tuesday. And I won't be on his show tomorrow. But it won't be bad. It'll still be pretty good. And you should be listening to Rich anyway, all kidding aside. Nice guy, good guy, doing a great job. He's doing a lot of work with our Instagram. Jeremy, actually, is the guy taking point on it, but Rich is doing really, really yeoman's work over there. So if you're not following us on Instagram, and you'd kind of like to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, the screw-ups, the broadcasting without I almost said clothing. Well, all right. Well, how do you know, right? You haven't seen behind the scenes. Still be safe, but you know what I'm saying, just kind of behind the scenes. Then sign up and follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram, News Radio WRVA on Instagram, and then you'll be able to see some of that stuff. And once we get to 1,000 followers, I guess we're like halfway there, then we'll be able to do some live stuff. That should be pretty good as well. Pretty good as well. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, how come the Republican National Committee is not ponying up some dollars towards the Virginia Republicans trying to keep our state red? I don't know. I don't know. It's always something, isn't it? It's like Roseanne and Dana have to. It's always something. This is an eminently winnable election. Well, I don't like this candidate. I don't like that candidate. I got it. All right. Nobody's perfect. But suck it up, Buttercup. If you don't want Virginia to be as screwed up as California, then you better put your rear end in gear and take all of your concerns and just put them in your back pocket. Because there's a great team that will work hard every single day from early in the morning to late at night to keep Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Jeff, the Democrats have way more money. Of course they do. But please take a look at where the money is coming from. This should explain it to everybody, and I know there'll still be some who don't quite get it, or they don't want to get it, or they don't want to listen, but here's the truth. Here is the fact. The bulk of the money that the Democrats have has come in from out of state. Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, Jay Jones will simply be operatives for left-wing string pullers in New York and California who have screwed up New York and California. And if you don't want to travel that far away, just go up 95 into the People's Republic of Maryland. see what Wes Moore is doing over there. I don't want that here. Now take a look at the Republicans. Oh, Jeff, they don't have nearly as much as the Democrats. You're absolutely correct. That's true. I'm not going to lie to you, because I want you to deal with reality. But the Republicans' money for Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares has come overwhelmingly from Virginians right here in Virginia. That really should explain this for all. Some of these folks on the Democrat Party ticket, what are they doing really? Well, they're running against Donald Trump. So far as I know, Donald Trump is not on the ballot. We elected him already. Nice note here, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, who are great people, by the way. I love Jim and Deb. Hey, Jeff, Deb and I have had the pleasure of meeting and talking with Winsome Sears, and without question, she is fully capable of taking the helm as governor. She's a tough Marine and immigrant who came to the United States the right way. She's worked very hard to achieve her position as lieutenant governor of our Commonwealth. She's a wife, a mom, and just an exceptional human being. The Virginia Republican Party needs to do their job and put her in office. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I love you too. 804 says, Jeff, sloppy Steve Bannon's pretty damned ungrateful after Trump pardoned him for some of those serious fraud charges. Yeah, he does seem pretty ungrateful, doesn't he? And Tucker Carlson just seems like somebody who's lost his ever-loving mind. A lot of folks asking if he's getting money from Qatar and some other operations. I was taken to task because I posted something about Tucker Carlson the other day. And they said, well, you know, why are you saying this? You just don't like the fact he's asking questions. No, I have no problem at all with anybody asking questions. In fact, I think there should always be more questions asked about everything. What I got a real problem with is Tucker Carlson peddling what seems like passages from the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Just Jew hatred, pure, plain, and simple. Just absolute freaking garbage. 804, Jeff, where are all the rich out-of-state Republicans? Well, they're out-of-state, I guess. Jeff, can you ask John Reed how much the Republican National Committee has donated to his campaign? Are the Republican National Committee and the Virginia GOP really willing to give Virginia to the Democrats without a fight? 804, Jeff, I'm wondering where Abigail Spamberger films her campaign ad. You know, the one where it shows her touting Tucker High School, walking through the halls? The ad shows lockers in the hallways. Problem was, Tucker High School didn't have hallways. When she went to J.R. Tucker, it was an outside campus. So in that commercial where she says, yeah, you know, I remember walking these halls. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because there were no halls at J.R. Tucker when you went there. And the halls that you are walking in did not exist. So unless there's been, I don't know, some sort of happy hour before the filming of that, you really don't have a recollection of walking through those hallways. I'm just telling you, not a possibility. Absolutely not a possibility. A couple of moments from now, I want to give you a chance to win some tickets. We got John Fogerty coming to town August the 1st. Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. What a great concert series that is. My buddy Matt Krieger was here yesterday. He's the guy behind it. Did you not hear Matt? If you didn't, why don't you head over to WRVA.com, because Matt gave us an inside peek at some of the other stuff that's coming. I'm going to tell you, because I want you to go to WRBA.com. You can listen to the show from yesterday, or just the Matt Krieger piece, download it, share it with people, because you want other people to join you for the concerts, right? So go to WRBA.com. You can listen to everything that Matt Krieger told us about the upcoming acts, and they are some big ones. But today, I've got tickets, a pair of tickets for John Fogerty. Again, August the 1st, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That's the Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I'm going to give those to you in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to call it 4:20-ish. And while you're just sitting there with nothing to do, I need you to help me, once again, become best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. Text the number 100. Text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Again, text 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5505. It is 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 420-ish. All right, let me give you a chance to pick up a pair of tickets to go see John Fogerty. He is coming on August the 1st to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That, of course, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Nice and easy, just straightforward. How about? Caller number 7 at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Okay? You be caller number 7. You will, in fact.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Get the tickets. That's all. Yeah, simple. Simple as that. 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, Walt here. Can you please text me the number and phone number to vote for you? Yes, absolutely. I will do that. And in fact, I'll let everybody know. You can text. Text. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Text 100 to 804-430-5505. That's it. All right. And then that way you can help to make the Jeff Katz Show, once again, the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. I will have my full list of folks I have voted for. Remember, you can vote once each day with each cell phone that you have. And if you're Walter White or Saul Goodman, it's all good, man. I mean, how many burner phones have you got? Go, yeah, get some burner phones. And then just text every day. Text 100 to 804-430-5505. And you can help us to six-pete. Whether that is a word or not, I do not know. But it's your opportunity to be part of this. Coming up at 4:35, just about 10 minutes from now, John Reed's going to be here, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I want to talk to him about these new poll numbers. I want to talk about the fundraising. And I especially would like to hear what he has heard from Ghazala Hashmi. Because you remember, John proposed to Ghazala Hashmi, hey, let's have 10 debates around the state. Let's do it. And he had all sorts of locations that he thought would be good, you know, to expose everybody within our beloved Commonwealth to both of them on a stage, answering questions, talking about the important issues. I don't like to assume, you know what happens when you do that, but I mean, I would like to assume that she said, sure, I just can't wait. I can't wait to do it with you. We'll find out. It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Once again, right around that 90, 91 degree mark, we've got very heavy thunderstorms that are going to be coming through, well, at any time now. It kind of depends exactly where in Central Virginia you are, but they're on the way. And many of them are going to contain very strong winds, so be aware of that. We obviously had some really nasty flooding, additionally in Petersburg, and then yesterday throughout Chesterfield. Thank God we didn't see it up here in Hanover, but, you know, it's summer in Central Virginia, so it is what it is. We've got an election underway. We just heard some numbers there from the Wilder School that say the Democrats are way out in front. Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. I don't know. I don't know what to make of those numbers. And I will tell you this, with the finance numbers, they are indeed out in front. But it's not money coming from Virginians. It's not money coming from Virginia. It's out-of-state interests. These sort of left-wing operatives, these left-wing string pullers in California and New York, who are just determined to lay waste to our beloved Commonwealth. And then you flash over to, well, I'm going to say it, my ticket, Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. They don't have as much money as the Democrats do, but their money is coming from people like me, people like you, actual Virginians, people who have their boots on the ground right here, who want to make sure that Virginia is the best place to live, work, and raise a family. It says a lot. John Reed is joining us. Always a pleasure to bring John onto the program and just talk about all of this. And I do need to know, John, have you been able to find where in the world is Ghazala Hashmi?
Still no word from Ghazala Hashmi about the debates. I am assuming at some point either she'll go through her emails or somebody will nudge her and say, don't you think you should do a couple of debates with John Reed, just to kind of check that box? Because I think Virginia voters have that expectation for the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general. Statewide, it's big. It's important. You know they're going to try to tell everybody, oh, John Reed's just a talk show host. Right. They'll forget me working overseas with foreign governments. They'll forget me working in the Senate and working for Ronald Reagan. They'll just talk about the talk show. I want to show people who never listened to WRVA that I'm a real guy, and I think I'll do a good job of representing them. So I will tell you right now, Jeff, I don't care whether Senator Hashmi shows up or not. I'm going around the state starting this fall, and I'm going to be on stage, and I'm going to be taking questions from reporters and activists, and I think I'm going to impress people and win votes that way. So she can join me, and that would be fair. Or if she wants to hide in the basement like Joe Biden, then let's see how that works out.
It's great. And I know that you have been traversing our beloved Commonwealth like nobody's business. Good Lord, John, I knew you liked to travel, but I am looking at this stuff. Do you sleep at all at this point becomes the question?
Well, I'm tired today because I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning signing 687 thank you cards for people who have donated to my campaign. I mean, some people gave me $10. Some people gave me $10,000, which, I heard your story and I heard you talking about it. I mean, I need the money, and I don't have a big millionaire to give me money. I have not managed to make friends with Elon Musk yet. So I'm dependent on nice people who have been as generous as they can be, because I hope they have confidence in me. But even bigger than my campaign is, are we going to let Virginia go crazy left wing like New York City with that radical guy who's running for mayor, or like the insanity that has overtaken California? I'm just not going to let that happen if I have any say over it. So I'm thankful for everybody who's donated. And I did just get back from Petersburg. I heard the story that Charles was talking about with damage, and then you mentioned it too. I went down. Petersburg's been around a long time, so they know the flood zone. I saw some businesses had been damaged. There were a couple of streets that were really torn up. I'm gonna put those pictures on my Facebook in a little while. But I met with the mayor's staff, and I think things are under control, and it's not like raging waters now. But you hate to see that kind of thing happen.
Yeah, no, it's rough. It's a bad situation. I know Travis Christian, who's a great guy, chief of police down there in Petersburg, certainly had his hands full. Heard some of his commentary yesterday. John, you, I think, have been critiqued because you are talking to some blue folks in blue areas. What gives? Are you consorting with the enemy, as somebody said?
I'm trying to win people over, and I have been told, don't waste your time talking to Democrats. Yeah. And I just don't think, look, you and I did conservative talk radio.
Yeah.
I know our base, and I'm thankful that the Republicans have gotten behind me. I'm thankful that conservatives got behind me. But in order to win in Virginia, I'm going to have to win over some people who have written us off or don't like us or may have heard all the nasty rumors over the years. Maybe they don't like Donald Trump or George W. Bush. I don't know. I mean, they just don't like Republicans. And I think I can win people over. I'm a pretty likable guy. I think when they hear me talk about the issues, like when I was in Charlottesville yesterday, I had some people who said, wow, I've never really met a Republican. Can you believe that in Charlottesville, Virginia, that's possible? But I think that's possible. So, you know, it's still a long way between now and November 4th, but I got to get out and meet these people and convince them that I am reasonable and responsible and fair, and I'm the kind of guy you would want in this job. And, you know, not to be mean about it, but when you contrast me with the attitude that Senator Hashmi's exhibited, man, I think that's going to be an easy decision. Like, yeah, you want me making those decisions, not her.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. What about these poll numbers? We just heard some poll numbers, John, from the Wilder School. Abigail Spanberger, in theory, according to them, up by 12 points. Hashmi up by 10 points over you. Jones up by 9 points over Jason Meares. Is that something that we need to be concerned about? Is it an outlier?
Well,
what do you see?
Listen, if you're following me on Facebook, you know that I'm acting every day like I'm 20 points behind. Mm-hmm. You know, I get up at 4 o'clock. I am doing stuff, returning emails, trying to make phone calls to people so that they don't get mad at me for not returning phone calls.
Right.
I'm traveling all over the place trying to meet with voters. I don't really buy these numbers because I saw them this afternoon. I was like, oh, my God, I don't like that. But they're kind of the outlier here. And it's weird to me that all three of us would be kind of at the same place behind all three Democrats.
Right.
You know, we could critique, there's six people running, right? You can critique all six of us and say this is their strength, this is their weakness. I just don't know that all three Republicans would be in the same position. That seems weird to me. But regardless, it's July 15th. And I'm going to be working my tail off to close whatever gap there is and make sure that on November 4th, you know, I'm at least one point ahead. And I think I can be.
Excellent. Excellent. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, formerly the host of Richmond's Morning News and now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, has dared State Senator Ghazala Hashmi to join him on stage 10 times around the state and talk a little bit about the issues facing our Commonwealth. John, we did hear the numbers on the fundraising. Now, we all know how this is breaking down. I shared it with people. Some people, I think, are going to be very upset, but it is the truth. The bulk of the money for the Dems coming in from New York and California, and people really do need to follow the money, and then most of the money on our side coming from our fellow Virginians. So if you are going to compete effectively, you're going to win, you need bucks, my friend.
Yes, and that's why I'm working the phones. I think a couple of things are in play here. One is the Democrats want to win badly after losing the White House, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're mad at Glenn Youngkin. They're mad at Winsome. They're mad at Jason. I guess they're mad at me for whatever reason. Just I got the wrong letter behind my name, right?
Yeah.
And so they're ready to buy this thing if they can possibly do it. And their friends around the country are aware that this is a bellwether for next year. So they'll have bragging rights if somehow they pull off some big victory, and they're going to use that to try to have a cascading impact into the congressional elections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Winsome and Jason both are in office, and when you're in office, there are a lot of people who say, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hey, I'm going to help you. You and I talked about this when I first started thinking of running for lieutenant governor. I would have, at least at the beginning, an uphill battle convincing people that I'm serious, that this isn't a PR stunt.
Yep.
And I've had people ask me, like, what are you going to do next? You're going to go back to WRVA? I'm going to win. And I'm going to show everyone every day that I'm willing to work hard. And I told those people up in D.C. I spent 2 days in D.C. last week. I hate to say begging for money, but begging for money from people with the Republican National Committee and all the assorted groups. And they're like, well, you know, tell us why you think you can win. I said, have you been tracking me? Do you know the appeal that I think the polling data indicates for somebody who is their own man, who is independent, who will get out there and get into a, you know, wants to get along, but when there needs to be a fight, will get into a fight? You keep watching me. And then I was on Fox News on Sunday, and the phones lit up. People were excited to see somebody actually call out the radicals who are, you know, not, they're trying to hurt the ICE agents, and they're defending criminal gang members. I mean, why would you do that? Even if you're a Democrat, that just crosses a line, and people don't like it. And I think people are excited that there's somebody like me out there who would love to get along, but if you're going to do something stupid like that, you're going to get a fight from me.
Well, tell everybody where they can help, because again, it's just, I mean, it's just the way it is. Whether we like it or not, it is the way it is. You want to compete, we want you to win. You got to have some bucks behind you. Where do people go to make that donation?
Well, it's johnreed4virginia.com, all spelled out. You know, R-E-I-D is my last name, johnreed4virginia.com. And I could sure use the help, and I could if, you know, I told people last night in Charlottesville, I said, don't be an Episcopalian like me, where you don't talk about politics with other people, because that's how you lose your country. That's how you lose your state. You need to talk it up. And if people listen to your show and they remember me from WRVA a few months ago, and you've got confidence in my decision-making process and confidence that I'm solid, I could sure use the good word of mouth all over the state.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm not Episcopalian, I can tell you. When you have two people from my team in a room, you get three opinions. So we got no problem talking about politics and issues. And I want you to remind your mom, who I love, that she can now vote for me, since you're no longer campaigning for any of these radio awards. She needs support.
Oh, we'll do it.
Yeah.
For Best Afternoon Show, we'll do it tonight. You know, tonight is the anniversary of my dad's passing 3 years ago. So I'm going to go spend the night over at her house tonight to be with her. Yeah. So we'll do it tonight. That'll be good to do, Jeff.
All right. Well, John, seriously, give her a hug. We love her. And I thought the world of your dad. And I can't believe it's
been years. I know. You were always good to us. Thank you.
Good folks. John, I appreciate it. That is John Reed, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, 449 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, wrapping up a Wednesday in an hour or thereabouts. No, don't be checking out. I mean, we got a lot of stuff still to go. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., of course, Rich Herrera is going to be here. Somebody sent me a text and, hey, Jeff, I think Rich Herrera is nominated for Best Morning Show. And I believe that's true. Now, here's the weird thing, because I would be telling you all about Rich right now, and he said he didn't really want to do it. He didn't feel right about it. All right, well, then that's his choice. I don't know that I would agree with that choice, but, you know, tomato office furniture. I don't know, whatever. I would love to wrap it up for this show. Because if we can win 7 years in a row, then that's it. You don't ever have to hear me talking about it again, which would be nice, wouldn't it? But we do have to hear about it right now because we're not at 7 years yet. This would be year number six. But if you do win it 7 years in a row, the Times-Dispatch says, hey, thank you very much. We're taking your jersey. We're going to hang it up in the rafters, and you're no longer eligible. You can't do it anymore. That would be okay with me, but we got to get there. We got to get there. So easiest way to make me shut up.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
About this whole thing is to text the number 100, text 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5505. Again, you text 100 to 804-430-5505. 404-430-5505. I mentioned that we're getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary here at News Radio WRVA. And we've got some great stuff in store. Oh, my gosh. That was a big part of this meeting today. Just brainstorming. And it was more than a drizzle. Don't go casting aspersions yet. I mean, it really was. Lots of great ideas on the books, even more great ideas that we're putting together almost as we speak. Part of growing WRVA, because, you know, it was... What were we forever? We were a radio station. We were an AM radio station. Then we're an FM radio station in addition to the AM radio station. Then there's the Odyssey app. Well, there's a whole slew of different ways that people consume what we do here. And the very latest opportunity for you is Instagram. If you're not following us on Instagram, you are missing out on a lot. If you go to Instagram, no, not if you go, please go to Instagram. And follow at News Radio WRVA, at News Radio WRVA. And the higher the numbers we get, the more we can share with you. We get to that 1,000, and we will. We'd like to speed it up. Then we can do some live segments for me and for Rich in the morning. That'd be pretty cool. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.